What up, my people? This is Big L here. And before we get to the new episode, I just wanted to let you guys know where you could find us on social media. You could download the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and most podcast apps. You could also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Pulling D's, or at Pulling D's Pod. We also have a YouTube and Discord channel, Pulling D's. Check us on up on there too. We have skits and videos for you guys to enjoy. And if you guys want to contact us through email, our address is pullingdsemails@gmail.com. All right, my people, enjoy the new episode. Peace out. What up, my people? Welcome to a new episode of the Pulling D's Podcast, where we take a trip to Smack City and talk about some pop culture right afterwards. I'm your host, Big L. With me, as always,
it's for Diablo.
And it's me, it's DJ Ernie B.
Yay! Oh, yeah. Get those beats in, boys. Skirt. Whatever noises they make nowadays. Yo, that SNL skit with Pete Davidson and Timothy Charlemagne, whatever the fuck his name is, when they play like these drill rappers. What is
that? I don't think just I see that. Repeating
the same, oh my god, it's just them saying that the same shit over, like the ski, yeah, ski. it was a hilarious skit. SNL definitely has his classics.
Boom. Yeah.
That's one thing I always thought that was good for them, like the YouTube stuff, the YouTube clips, because you don't have to watch the whole show.
Yeah.
Because the whole show could be like, this shit's wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gets to get through the bad skits.
And then, and then on top of so late.
Yeah, that too.
It ends at 1 a.m.
But that's why I don't understand people like hating on SNL. And I'm like, yo, that shit, the clips be making like having like million views and shit like that easily, like the goat ones and shit. So I'm like, they still have an audience to keep it going. Even though I don't think I ever watched the full show like in years.
Yeah, not until 1 a.m., but maybe.
Like, it was, like, Dave Chappelle hosting. I'll make sure to catch it. Like, I think I saw the Donald Glover one when he hosted.
Okay, yeah. I was like, wait, he hosted
it,
yeah.
Yeah, it was right after This Is America, like, the hype of around that shit.
Yeah. You know what's weird about the Dave Chappelle one? He's in, I'm going to say, maybe two skits out of the whole thing. And, like, the last one that he did. Everything else was like skits with just the regular cast. He wasn't in it.
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
I just remember something like that, like the last one, or maybe one of the ones that he did recently. But like, I know that it was like the whole time we were hyped because like, oh shit, he's hosting, and then like we saw the monologue, which was like a stand up special, or whatever itself.
Yeah,
and then he did one skit, and then the rest was like all these other skits that only they did, only the cast members did. So it's just weird. This whole time we were like waiting for Dave Chappelle. He was there for 2 seconds and he left.
Nah, he was definitely posted on that shit. I don't feel like doing it this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the one I saw with him, the last one I saw with him, when he was doing the Walking Dead parody, and
that was the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one, right? Yeah.
So it was around the election, so it was like 2016 or something.
Yeah, yeah. It was right after.
Mm-hmm.
So he did another one recently.
And he did a bunch of skits because he was in the one where like they were when they were like, oh, Hillary's winning in the polls. And then
that was a funny one. That was a great one. Because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary was a wrong candidate. She should have never been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Should have put my boy Bernie on there.
I can agree to that.
Before we get into our socialist talk on the podcast,
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Let's suck the tit of corporate America and talk about the X-Men that are coming to the MCU. Oh yeah. So apparently they're hiring writers to come up with this, how to introduce the X-Men into the MCU.
Let's go.
So that's pretty exciting. So it's okay. They're like, I'm just wondering, how are they going to do this? What's the plan? And will Deadpool 3 have a, will it play a part in making this happen? Because there's a lot of shit, yo. There's a lot of shit that you're going to have to introduce into the MCU.
Because it's so late.
And how?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm assuming since in Deadpool 2, at the end of Deadpool 2, right? Doesn't he have the time traveling bracelet or whatever it is?
Yeah.
He got from Cable, so he basically goes from one universe to another, and he's in the MCU. That's how I just assumed it was gonna be.
I don't know if that's exactly gonna play a part in Deadpool 3, but it might, because it's like, also because there's like heavy implications that the TVA is gonna be part of Deadpool 3 from the Loki show, which just dropped this week. Also, the first episode just dropped this week.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
So maybe they're gonna set something up for Deadpool 3 at the end of the season when the show's over. And maybe
it was like an Easter egg or something, right? That hinted at X-Men.
Yeah, I saw an article about that earlier today, but I didn't read it.
No, I didn't read it. I just saw the headline.
So I guess it wasn't clickbaity enough for us to click on it.
Yeah.
It should have been like, which X-Men was in the Loki series? And I'm like, what? Let me click on it. Be like, no, it's just an Easter egg.
It's Adam X.
But yeah, that's with like with the news also that the rumor going on like Wolverine's not gonna be part of it. So it seems like they're probably gonna take their time introducing him into the MCU, and the whole Weapon X project probably gonna be worked into like the storyline of the X-Men movie that's gonna come out first.
Yeah,
that's just me talking about my ass right now. I'm not sure that's happening, but if the rumors are true. And you're not going to have a Wolverine in the first X-Men movie coming from the MCU. I mean, there has to be a reason for it.
I like that. You know?
Because if a Wolverine in the first X-Men movie is going to take up a lot of screen time, of course, because it's Wolverine.
Yeah. And we already have the Wolverine going through his origin stories through the X-Men movies already, so we don't really have to see it right now at the moment. You can have like cool little Easter eggs. They're probably gonna finally do something with the Celestial that's in the ocean and on Earth, because that's the rumor. That's where they get the
adamantium.
That's where they get it from Wolverine.
Gotcha.
Sorry, just had a few blue moons right now. I'm not trying to pronounce anything right now.
What about that Wakandan metal?
Vibranium.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easier to say for some reason. Vibranium. What, adamantium?
Yeah, you got it.
That's an atom.
What about the thing from Avatar?
Oh, that shit is so basic, too. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Unobtainium or some shit like that?
Unobtainium.
Yeah.
Unobtainium.
Oh, man. The Way of the Water, that's part two, right? That shit's on Disney Plus. I've been meaning to check it out.
Oh, snap.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like they make a big deal out of the movie when it first comes out, but you hear nothing about it afterwards. It doesn't happen. And people swear, oh, you hating because it's not like a MCU project or whatever. But no, it's like, how is Avatar culturally relevant? How is it like, it's not really like something like, have you ever really met an Avatar fan like that? That's really into it?
Only when part one came out.
And then, and part two came out years after. So it's like that hype, in a sense, is already done. It's
completely dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like it has all this hype when the movie comes out because it's like you have to check out the visual effects.
Yeah, you have to watch it on IMAX.
It's amazing. So. Yeah, and stuff like that. But afterwards, you watch it at home, you're like, oh, what is this shit? Mm-hmm. It's all right.
I've never seen Avatar. Not the first one, not the second one.
I rewatched it like last Christmas. They had it playing in the house that I was at celebrating. They just had it in the background. And I was like, I haven't watched it in like years, but it's like a still entertaining movie, but it's not like this big. Oh my God, I love this movie.
Yeah.
And it was like a little fun film, but it was just like, for some reason, I just find it to be overhyped for some reason.
I personally don't even think they don't look realistic to me, those big creatures. Maybe the scenery looks nice or whatever, but the people talk about the CGI, but the people still look like a video game. Technology is not that great. It doesn't look amazingly real. It does to a certain extent. That's how I see it. And then on top of that, like I told my brother, I've seen Pocahontas and I've seen Ferngully. I've seen this movie already. all those movies that we've seen. You only seen them all. That's all good.
What did South Park call it?
That's what it's worse.
Anyways, back to X-Men. So it'll be cool to have Wolverine in the background. Like you see like little Easter eggs here and there. Like you see like the you might see like the creation of the Weapon X department in the government somehow.
Yeah. Department H.
Yeah, and just see them mining like the adamantium from the dead celestial that's in the ocean, like in one after the credit scene or whatever. And they could have, oh, we have a bunch of test subjects. And it's just like Deadpool, Wolverine, Maverick, Sabretooth.
Oh, that'd be cool. If they had Maverick there somehow.
Yeah, they just had a whole bunch of files with the test subjects on them.
Yeah.
Like cool little Easter eggs like that. See, that's how you do an Easter egg. That's just not have
a side story that involves the Weapon X project, but don't involve Wolverine at all. Don't show him at all. Just involve like maybe Maverick and a doctor or something that are involved with the main story.
Yeah, they somehow get tangled up into that.
Nah, that'd be a cool storyline, like playing in the background, like a B plot.
Yeah, and like in the scenes at the end or whatever, you'll see them like, oh, they're from Weapon X.
Yeah.
Weapon 10.
Now, is it Weapon 10 or Weapon X?
Weapon 10.
But it had like weapons after 10, though.
Yeah.
Isn't Deadpool like Weapon like 12 or something like that?
Yeah.
So it's like
Captain America's Weapon 1.
Yeah.
So he just happens to be Weapon 10.
Yeah, Wolverine just happens to be Weapon 10, which is also X.
Yeah. Okay. I think because it was like supposed to be revealed or something, right? Like, you think it's Weapon X the whole time, and there's no, it's actually Weapon 10 kind of thing.
That was revealed during the Grant Morrison run of X-Men.
Now, that's the question. Like, do you think they'll reset, like, the Deadpool Wolverine stuff in Deadpool 3? Because I'm pretty sure it's not going to be Hugh Jackman in the MCU as Wolverine, so they're going to have to recast.
Yeah, not in that costume. In the Deadpool movie, they're going to be, like, the Fox Wolverine.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to recast for sure after that.
Zac Efron.
What?
Zac Efron.
I think he made a noise.
It straight up sounded like your audio is going.
Yeah.
Spazzing out right now.
Gotcha.
Does that know? But that's Zac Efron.
I've been drinking some Coronas too.
That definitely would have been like the Hollywood pick for like people. To get people interested, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's a good pick, though.
But they're doing that already because before the Botox.
Mm-hmm. That's he got Botox?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, I remember. This is one of the side effects of being in Smack City.
Yeah.
You forget. You never remember.
There's episodes where people listen to probably... Didn't I hear this episode?
How many times are you guys gonna tell us the story about the guy shitting himself?
Oh yeah, I can't wait to tell the story again. It's gonna be so funny.
It's like once a year we have to tell that story.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, we'll save it after the new year comes.
Yeah.
We'll say it again.
It's coming soon. Don't worry, guys.
Mm-hmm. We won't disappoint.
Yeah.
But yeah, they could do like the stunt casting, like get Zac Efron, because you know they're talking about doing that for Deadpool 3 with Taylor Swift as Dazzler, because Taylor Swift gets those asses to the seats.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
White Beyonce.
Oh, that is so true. White Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, I think DJ Ernie B just found the title for this episode. Yo, because you know that like, she's dating like this football player now, Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs, tight end.
Yeah, something that he like left his girlfriend for Taylor Swift, something like that, right?
Nah, it's not like that crazy. Like he just was shooting a shot, but he used to date like mostly black women. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he was like that invited to the cookout white guy. That he has like the black slang, and he does like the dances at the end zone and shit like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, he's invited to the cookout.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. they started dating, right?
Yeah.
And like his jersey sales went up like 400% because like her fans are so fucking rabid.
Yeah.
That anything that she's interested, like they'll just fucking boost up just to get into it too. Like, mad people started, like the ratings for football has gone up now since like Taylor Swift has been is interested in football. Like all her fans are watching football now.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy like how much power she has like that.
Yeah.
So the MCU getting her for Dazzler and like they know what they're doing. Like it'll probably just be like a fun little cameo. That'll be enough for her fans to go see it in the movies. Because it's always been like that rumor of Dazzler being played by her for like years now. And in X-Men Dark Phoenix, I think there was a deleted scene. They had like a Dazzler there, like during a party they had like in the woods or whatever. But then got cut out because obviously they didn't want to use Dazzler yet. So who knows?
I'd like to see her as Dazzler and as a cameo. Because nobody wants Dazzler like the X-Men lineup for a movie.
Yeah.
Are there Dazzler fans out there in the world?
Comic Girl 19.
Oh, yeah. She is a fan.
Yeah. Dazzler's cool, don't get me wrong. Just like for a main X-Men lineup.
Now, this is the question I wanted to ask you guys. And remember the old cartoon, not the X-Men the Animated Series, the original cartoon.
Yeah, Australian Wolverine.
Yeah. Isn't that girl with the short hair and the bandana, isn't she supposed to be Dazzler?
Yeah.
So is that the same character that like sings or something that's like a pop star? That's the same character? Okay. Yeah. That was my question. Because it was like, you know what I mean? Like they revamp characters and you know, I didn't care enough to research for myself. But isn't Dazzler supposed to be that girl? So that's all I was asking.
Yeah, I think in the comics she got a push a few years ago during the Marvel Now era. Like when she was in on the X-Men team, she was on the X-Men team with the Cyclops when he was like running from the law.
Oh yeah, that's when she cut her hair and dyed it black.
Yeah, because she was working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and something happened.
Yeah.
She became a fugitive with Cyclops. So it's been a Dazzler, like, there's like a Dazzler like fan base out there. So
yeah, it might be out there.
I don't know how happy they are with Taylor Swift playing her, because I'm in this X-Men group on Facebook and I just posted that picture of them hanging out and people were not too happy about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's mostly the gays, too. I would have thought the gays would have loved Taylor Swift at that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They do not.
Not enough.
They do not.
They do not like mixing their X-Men and their Taylor Swift.
Now you see if it was 20-year-old Madonna, I think she would have been a great Dazzler.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And the gays would have been with it.
They love anything Madonna does.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy if they have Dazzler on the lineup, but not Wolverine. People will burn shit down, bro.
No, but who do you think is going to be the main lineup, though, for the first one?
I was going to ask that.
I'm saying that the only way you can get away with it is if you just have like the original five.
That's
right?
What I'm thinking. The original five.
Yeah.
Stick to the Beast, Archangel. Is it Iceman? No, Iceman is not in the five.
Cyclops and Jean Grey.
Mm-hmm. I'd say maybe take out one of them and replace with Storm.
Yeah, that part makes sense.
Yeah, I need a minority in there.
Yeah, I was about to say because they're about to turn one of them black.
Yeah,
like one of the original five.
Make Beast black.
Make
because they're racist.
Oh, that
I would say.
Why I gotta be the Beast?
Because he's blue.
Yeah. Why you gotta portray the black man as an animal? Huh? Yeah,
exactly.
The Beast.
Yeah. Why you gotta be a Beast?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Even though cool from Black Panther would have been a great Beast.
Oh cool. Yeah, he would have been great.
Yeah, I could see him playing like the scientist Henry.
Yeah,
that would have been cool. Hank McCoy.
Yeah,
with Beast, I don't think about what race he is. They could do anything but white. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I would say replace Angel with Storm.
That's a good one. Yeah, because Angel's a little useless.
His powers kind of suck.
Yeah. He just flies and has pretty wings.
Yeah. In the issue of Uncanny X-Men 1, he has like a bazooka because he can't look cool doing anything else.
I'm going to swoop down and hit him in the head and fly away. Like smack him, bang, fly.
In the Ultimates Ultimatum, he, in a rage, decides to go fight Sabretooth. He decides to go fight Magneto, and Magneto sticks Sabretooth on him. And Sabretooth just eats him. He like tears his wings off and eats him like chicken wings and kills him.
Kills him easily.
Wow. Yeah.
Like nothing.
That's crazy.
So yeah, replace him with Storm.
You can't kill Storm as easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that lineup. That'd be interesting lineup.
That'd be a good lineup, yeah. And make Cyclops like the main character of the movie, quote unquote.
Have Cyclops redeem himself.
Yeah. Make it like a good Cyclops.
Yeah, it'll make him like the cuck that he was
in
the movie. Yeah. But he's only a cuck because of Wolverine though. You know what I mean? If they don't introduce Wolverine or they don't have him there yet, he's just the leader who's trying to like struggling being the leader and not trying to figure out how to be a good leader like he's destined to be in a sense.
They have to make a Power Rangers move. Make Cyclops like the Red Ranger. He's so cool in the beginning. Everybody loves him. But in part two, the Green Ranger, Wolverine, comes out and everybody's, whoa, what about that guy, though?
Yeah, that guy, That's a good idea.
And it'll make you like not like Cyclops because they're all butting heads and shit.
There's going to be, you'll make a conflict of, not a conflict, whatever, but there'll be their own fan base. Are you a Wolverine guy or are you a Cyclops guy kind of thing? Yeah.
That's cool.
That's good. I like that.
Like, Cyclops will still have his fans. And
exactly.
You know, it'll be better for the X-Men franchise, too, to get, like, a good Cyclops, finally.
Mm-hmm. He needs more hardcore fans.
It's true.
Yeah. I think there's some Cyclops fans in the world. Like, in the comic book world, at least.
In the comic book world, yeah. But, like, I feel more in the... I see why not in the movies.
In the animated series, he was... Yeah, he was a cuck, basically. And he was just like just the annoying leader guy who just basically was what's it called? The party pooper.
Yeah.
And then
does everything by the book.
Yeah. And then in the movies, he was like barely in the movies. He had one fight scene in one section of part two, like one little 5-second fight scene in part two. And like, you know, they died in part three. Like, they just shit all over him.
Yeah.
Like, in the first movie, he could be, like, a Boy Scout and shit, but he could do something, like, super edgy that saves the day, and it makes Jean, like, swoon for him or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then in the second movie, Wolverine is all edgy, so Jean Grey is, like, swooning for him, and Cyclops is like, ooh!
It's also the New Age, Freddy, so they're gonna make Jean the leader or some shit like that.
That'd be cool.
The worst idea ever. Okay. I hate Jean Grey. I'm sorry. I hate Jean Grey.
I'd rather have Storm.
You hate Jean Grey?
I'd rather have Storm as the leader.
Yeah. Storm, yeah, she's a better leader than Cyclops, technically, in the comic books.
And Jean Grey. I don't think Jean Grey's a leader.
No. I just hate the like weirdness of her. Like, I know I don't really read the comics and stuff like that, so it's, I don't know. I know from the cartoon, it was just, she was annoying, always fainting, and then like she got all those powers, and then everyone loves her. Oh, she's so strong. Let's get out of here. Like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, if the only thing you have is the anime series, Ernie, of course you think she's
funny. Yeah, that's all I think about.
Like, it doesn't paint her in the best light at all.
Yeah.
If you want to see Jean Grey leader material, read X-Men Red.
Yeah. Okay. X-Men Red, like, she's pretty good. She's pretty great in that.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, Ernie. There's Jean Grey fans out there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. Like, all these, like, Jean Grey fans. I was like, yo, get out of here. Jean Grey sucks.
Yeah. That's Taylor Swift fans, man. They're rabbit.
For real.
They'll come after you.
Don't mess with us.
Come. Go. Take it. I'll take it.
The ginger army is gonna get you. If anything, if they were to go down that route, they'd probably make Storm the leader instead of Cyclops.
I would prefer that.
If they make Jean Grey the leader, she could start off as a leader and not be good for that role, and then Cyclops takes over or something.
The only reason they'll make her the leader if they were going to do the Dark Phoenix saga again, which they shouldn't, which they just
no.
leave it alone.
Yeah.
Wait, leave it alone. A long time for that.
Yeah. You guys tried twice already and didn't work out.
Yeah.
Let's just ease back on that. There's other stories to tell from that.
Yeah, event. For real.
Some people are just mad excited. Like, oh, they're going to do the Dark Phoenix saga right. I'm like, no. I'm like, we don't have to worry about that at all.
We wait a long time for Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, we could do that like down the road, like 10 yeah. years down or whatever. I don't care. But right now, let's just focus on the X-Men stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make it fun. I don't want a grounded X-Men movie. I don't want them in black suits in this one.
No, no paintball gear.
No. Get them the right outfits. Or don't do it at all.
Yeah. Storm is born with white hair. She doesn't get white hair by turning to mutant or by Apocalypse or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, man. How you fuck up an Apocalypse movie? I would never understand that.
Also, Xavier doesn't get bald because of Apocalypse.
Yeah. Apocalypse has hair powers.
Yeah. The movie is X-Men Hair Origins.
Yeah. Apocalypse Sassoon.
Yeah. Psylocke gets purple hair because of Apocalypse. Storm gets white hair. Xavier loses his hair. Okay. Beast grows a lot of hair.
Apocalypse should have had an Adam Sandler accent from Don't Mess With Sohan. Yeah. Let's get rid of this hair, darling. It's terrible.
They made Angel like an edgelord cage fighter. Angel?
Yeah.
That's on some like Aquaman shit where they're trying to make a lame character like cool.
Yeah.
But like his original story was good enough. Like he was upset that his wings got amputated and he went to Apocalypse and he got the metal wings and blah blah booey.
Oh no. Does he even? He becomes Archangel, right?
Yeah, because he was one of the horsemen, right?
Yeah, he becomes one of the four horsemen in Apocalypse. That he loses his wings in like the mutant massacre or whatever.
But in the movie, he's blue in the movie? He becomes blue? No, right?
No. He doesn't even get metal wings, right?
Oh, he does.
He does? Yeah. In the movie?
In the movie, he does.
I don't even remember. That's not
me either. Movie. Yeah.
I think I just watched the shit once. And
I watched it once,
Yeah, I watched it once, but I remember seeing him hovering with the wings, but I don't remember him using them.
He had like a full hawk or something, right? That's what like...
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, but they try to make it preppy.
Yeah.
Bad. He's a bad prep boy.
But they also gave Storm a full hawk too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a Storm hawk. Storm's supposed to have that.
Yeah.
This movie's all about hair.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much X-Men Apocalypse is about fucking hair. That's all. The way they just killed off Havoc in that movie was fucking ridiculous. Ooh. So disrespectful.
Oh yeah.
Like he just blew up. They even show him down, he just blew him up.
They just save him and he doesn't have to come out again in the movie.
Yeah, like That's what I always hated about those X-Men movies. They just kill off mad characters for no reason.
Yeah.
Why?
The worst was X-Men 3 when they kill off Cyclops for no reason.
Yeah.
Just to show you how evil Jean is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
She's bad now, so she kills Cyclops, the leader, the most like one of the probably the second most foreign character in X-Men.
Yeah.
Then she kills Professor X.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Who just comes back to life. He just they pulled a fucking Rise of Skywalker. Somehow Professor X came back to life.
Yeah, at the end of X-Men 3, his consciousness somehow went into a dead guy's body.
Who looks just like him.
Oh yeah. That was supposed to be like his twin or something who's unconscious.
They never explained it. They never showed a guy on the thing, but I was like, what are the chances that he looks just like Patrick Stewart?
Hey.
And it's just like, because like he shows up at that Wolverine movie as a mid-credit scene, as Patrick Stewart. But I'm like, he died. His body is just like, just happens to look exactly the same, and he's still paralyzed.
He went to that mutant who could morph faces. That was the Morlock. Is a Morlock who can morph your face into whatever he wants it to be.
Ooh. How convenient.
Mm-hmm. The clay fruit.
That's Batman's utility belt from the 60s. There's always a solution for everything in
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's always a mutant. Like, he made him paralyzed too.
Yeah. Okay. His powers are so strong that it also made him paralyzed. It made him too accurate.
Those damn mutants.
And Zero's like, no, stop right there. Stop right there. No.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I love about the House of X stuff is he's not handicapped anymore. He's not paralyzed anymore.
Get rid of that already.
Yeah, just have him walk around. It's cool. It's cool now that he wears the helmet all the time now.
Yeah, that design looks way cooler. The black suit with the helmet. She looks dope.
Every time I see Professor X in the wheelchair, I always think about Pete Holmes. In those X-Men skits he does, that he just fires them.
he fires all the X-Men because they're useless somehow.
And he's just there looking all stiff and shit in the chair.
Every time I see him in the wheelchair, I think of that comic panel of, I don't know who it is that's grabbing him from the handles in the back of his chair and just throwing him down the stairs.
I think that was Vulcan.
Vulcan?
Yeah.
I think that was his third brother.
Yeah. That's when it was revealed that Professor X is a piece of shit because he had like a whole team of X-Men that he never told anybody about and got killed.
Yeah. And one of them was Cyclops' brother that he never knew about.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Crazy shit. Professor X is a piece of trash.
Yeah.
Did you have a video segments of just all the horrible shit he's done?
Yeah, that'll be funny.
Yeah. Write that down.
Yeah, he also had a thing for Jean Grey, too. He never told anybody.
Oh, yeah, he was in love with Jean Grey.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome R. Kelly shit.
Yeah, man. Everybody was, though. Him, Beast, Archangel, Cyclops. Iceman was gay.
Yeah, but Professor X is supposed to be, like, the professor, the older guy.
Yeah.
He was the only girl, too, so
it's a whole Smurfette situation going on.
Yeah, that's true. They had to get Polaris on that team right away. Yeah.
What is up with that, though? The idea of you have... I guess it's the new age, new way of thinking nowadays, but it's because they talk about Zordon now. It's all that. Zordon got teenagers to do his bidding and shit like that. And, oh, this is fucked up. He's actually the bad guy this whole time.
Child soldiers, Ernie. Child
soldiers. Yeah. I get it. But it is what it is. That's the story. That's what it is.
The Jedi back in the day did the same thing. They'll just take kids from their families and just get them trained as child soldiers.
Yeah. Kids are excited to do that shit.
Yeah. Like, what else are they going to do?
Yeah. If a giant head told me, like, oh, here's this thing that when you hold it up, it turns you to a blue guy and you fight
monsters.
You karate fight clay monsters.
Yeah, you're like, all right, buddy.
Okay,
let's do this. Yeah. I'm more for it. You got me turning into a blue guy.
Yeah, yeah. I could turn blue. Do I get any powers with that?
Blue, red, whatever. You got me a color.
I'll stop him before he even gets to the giant robots. Okay, no. I just want to be surprised by the rest. All right, just don't say it. Just have me a birthday, please.
You might die. You're like, no, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm only 15. I don't care.
Yeah. Now I just don't have the time for that shit. I feel like, I don't know. Yeah. Like maybe on a Saturday morning.
I got to go to work tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this.
Can I take the robot to work?
Are you guys going to pay me for this? Because I can't just go on not doing this for free.
Yeah.
I got to kill monsters for free. I'm not doing that.
When I turn to the blue guy, was that negate my back pains and joint pains and stuff when I'm doing my karate?
Well, I get overtime for this. Yeah. You got to get them when they're young, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing with X-Men, going back to X-Men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're talking about X-Men.
These are, but they were teenagers because they were teenagers, right? But it's because it was like
it was a whole school already. It was a school.
No. But it was also because of, wasn't it? Because they didn't know how to control their powers and husband shit and
yeah. Well, usually, a mutant won't get their powers till they hit puberty.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be young teenagers.
Yeah, that's what I just, I don't know. That's what I'm like it can't be all like, oh, they were teenagers, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, because that's when they get their powers. They try and learn how to control it. And
it's just like a fun debate to have because you just realize most of your heroes are like, yo.
Oh, so yeah.
They're just recruiting kids to fight their battles for them.
To fight Magneto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A World War II survivor.
Like a disgruntled World War II survivor who can control metal.
With years of experience.
That is insane. That's mad. That's wild.
Well, they fought Magneto on G's Gray's first day of school.
Yeah.
Go take care of this. I think you're ready.
Angel is shitting bricks.
Bazooka.
What I'm gonna do? I just got wings. It's a bazooka.
Oh fuck, I have a bazooka, but it's metal. Oh shit. Oh fuck.
We did not go over this at all.
Hey, just like flying circles around everybody, like yelling at Cyclops because he can't hear like his orders. Say, yell louder, I can't hear you.
He's over here flapping of his wings.
Yeah, he gets tired. Like, oh fuck! I didn't think about it, but my weight, part of my body, it's carrying my weight. So I'm fucking tired. Oh shit! I'm falling to our Sabretooth. Oh god!
Completely useless. Completely useless. So what are you supposed to do in a battle, huh? What's the game plan for Angel there?
Just fly away.
Yeah.
Fly away. That's all you gotta do. That's all he has to do.
He has to fly to go get help.
He just has angel wings on his back. He's lucky if he could just carry himself with that. If someone falls, he's not gonna catch them.
No. They're both going down hard.
Yeah,
I think that's why they had to upgrade them, give them like the metallic wings.
So yeah,
you need more support.
Yeah. Oh yeah, make him like super useless in the beginning, and then when he gets the metallic wings, then he's like badass and cool.
Yeah, could throw those metal ninja stars at you.
Yeah,
cool shit. Who would you like to see as the villain for the first X-Men movie? Besides Magneto. Magneto, take Magneto out of the equation. That's the basic bitch answer.
It has to be Magneto.
Oh no, and somebody else. Come on, I already told you, no Magneto.
Okay. I know, but you know it's gonna be Magneto.
How about, this is a little weird, but I don't know if you guys would like this, but how about Sabretooth?
Without Wolverine?
Like, yeah, but that's what I was gonna get at. It's some wild, like a wild fucking monster villain that like is just uncontrollable. He has a healing factor. It was a bunch of shit. And at the end, there's like a end credit scene where it's like they hint at Wolverine because he doesn't lose. You know, Sabretooth doesn't die or anything like that. You know, they just have to escape. And Wolverine is like, there's an Easter egg or something or some kind of end credit scene where like they show, hey, this is some Wolverine is the only one to handle this or something.
As a main villain, though, I don't see that working with Sabretooth.
Maybe as a side villain?
Yeah, like maybe it's like a henchman that's like too strong for them to handle.
That's a good one.
And it takes all of them to like get him out of the equation, not even beat him.
But he'll be a great mini boss before the boss.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But then we're just going backwards, just going back to X-Men 1, that's the thing.
That's true.
The only person I can think of, but it's like I keep saying it, is Mr. Sinister. But it's, you know, how would he be involved in there? It would be the whole Cyclops. And
he has that history with Cyclops and Jean Grey, so
yeah,
I feel like
definitely be involved with that, especially if they go with the original five.
Yeah. I feel like for a first movie, that would be too complicated. I would like a simple villain. So my pick would be Sauron.
From Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. No. The pterodactyl guy?
Oh, Okay, but there would have to be the Savage Land, though, right?
No, he's been loose in New York before.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what would be the reason why they would fight Sauron?
Doesn't Sauron, does he have to, like, absorb powers in order to...
Yeah, he has to absorb mutant powers to turn into Sauron. But he could absorb human powers to, like, keep his human form or whatever.
So maybe it's, like, a thing where it's killed. Like, all these mutants from the school are, like, being disappearing out of nowhere or something. Yeah. And it's Sauron who's...
Like a murder mystery vampire type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could work. But for some reason, like...
I was going to say, like, it could be, like, a monster night type of thing. Like, Sauron could be, like, the vampire. Sabretooth could be the wolf man. Not literally that, but have a little theme going on.
Yeah. No, that definitely could work. I was thinking, like what Ernie was saying, like Mr. Sinister, but Freddy was saying, like, it'll be too complicated just to do it. So I think the first movie should be, like, the introduction of the Marauders.
Oh, just have them, okay.
Just have them attack the Morlocks. And I was like, the X-Men, like, figuring out there's more mutants out there that doesn't have, they're not as fortunate as they are. And then you could just have this massacre happening, and Mr. Sinister is behind it all. And there's, like, the reason for him doing it is get Cyclops' DNA somehow and introduce Sabretooth before Wolverine. That'll be interesting too.
Yeah.
Since he was part of the Marauders team in the comics. Yeah, just have him, like, you could show, like, Sinister working on something with Sabretooth's DNA, which leads into Wolverine somehow.
Yeah. Have Gambit as part of the Marauders. And he doesn't, like, join the X-Men in the first movie. He's there as a villain only. Yeah. But, like, he gets close to Storm.
And then he feels guilty what happens with the...
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's the one who probably fights Storm in the movie. And she defeats him and gets through to him about what's going on with the Morlocks, whatever.
I mean, there's so many stories they could do.
Oh, yeah.
Movies. The possibilities are endless. So, yeah, I think that's something. We touched about everything we want to see out of this X-Men movie from the MCU.
Yeah. Are they going to have a mascot, like a Slimer?
Why would they?
Yeah. I don't think the X-Men really had, like, a mascot like that.
Movie magic. Yeah, they could have a Dupe.
Oh, Dupe.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dupe will work better, like, in a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, I was just kidding about that.
Yeah. But who knows? Hopefully we'll get more information since the writer's strike is over.
Yeah.
They still can't talk about casting anybody because the actors are still striking, but hopefully that ends soon.
We already got a cast for Gambit.
No, they don't.
He's going to win over a lot of people when he makes that cameo in Deadpool 3, man. Gambit's about to do that little Magic Mike dance.
What do you mean the Marauders are bad, mon ami?
For some reason, there's going to be like a fucking dance scene with, like, Gambit, Wolverine, and Deadpool in that movie for some reason. I'm calling it right now. There's going to be a Magic Mike spoof in that movie somewhere.
That's going to be the only Gambit scene.
Yeah, Gambit's a stripper in that movie.
And his southern accent is, like, ridiculously southern. Almost a caricature.
How do you like the way Gambit's been treated in the movie so far, Ernie?
Not a fan.
You mean the X-Men Origins movie?
No. Oh, yeah, that was the only movie he ever came out in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We talked about this a bunch of times. I didn't mind that actor. I just hated the movie, the powers. He controlled cards for some reason.
Yeah.
He was a.
What are you guys doing?
He was a telekinesis for some reason.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully the MCU fixes all those mistakes that the Fox universe made. And hopefully the mistakes that were made in these original games that are coming out, being remastered for the PC, Metal Gear Solid, coming to the PC, right? Only
being
remastered for the PC.
Coming out on PC, PS5, the new Xbox, Switch.
So pretty much it's going to be like better graphics for the first Metal Gear Solid. And
yeah, for it's going to be just the original games, but in higher resolutions, basically.
Okay.
I just want to have them officially on my PC and play through all of them. I'm excited for that.
I'm just glad it's Snake Eaters in it. And then, of course, part one.
Yeah. The thing with Snake Eater, though, is that we have the remake coming out soon.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, why play that when that's coming out soon?
You know, it's one of my favorite games ever, so
yeah, I just love to have it.
Now, is the remake coming out for PC, too?
Oh, yeah.
So some people might just wait for that version to come out, then.
Yeah, but then the collection has part one and two. Yeah, gotta have those in my collection, man.
True. So how many? Just
it's five games.
It's five games in the release that's coming out.
Oh yeah, but
the other two are like I don't remember exactly. I think it's the like NES one and two, right?
The original Metal Gear for not the NES ones, the original ones from I forgot the name of it for TurboGrafx, PC Engine. That's what it was called in Japan.
Gotcha.
Metal Gear 1 and Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake.
Yeah.
And those games are different than the Nintendo one?
Yeah, because the Nintendo one is this more action-y, also stealthy one. Mm. But it doesn't really follow the main story as it's supposed to be.
It would have been a lot cooler if they remade the Nintendo one, though.
Yeah, I think they might have it as a bonus. But then I would love to play through the first original, too. It was like canon stuff.
Oh, yeah. So the Metal Gear Solid that came out for the PlayStation, that was a continuation from those games?
Exactly. That was the third one in the storyline.
Okay. Yeah, because the Gray Fox and Gray Fox is the old... It was like, I didn't know until like later, but he was like, what's it called? An Easter egg, a reveal or something and then Master Miller is also like a reveal from, because these are all characters that are in the original that like you just assume are who they are, and then plot twist, it's things happen and not who they are.
No, because I assume too, like the references that were made in the original PS Solid, I always thought they were talking about the Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Those ones you were mentioning.
Yeah, I never knew there was the original Nintendo games. I thought, like, when I first, that's the first time I ever heard of that game, like the PlayStation 1 game. So it's like, that was all new to me. I had no idea who these characters were. I just, freaking fell in love with it.
This fun fact cool. About the original NES Metal Gear Solid game, for the cover of the game, they use a screenshot of Terminator 1,
Kyle Reese,
like standing like that or whatever, is like his actual picture that they use there.
Oh, they just like drew over him, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. How those copyright laws are so lax.
Yeah. I don't know if this is for real though, but isn't Contra also like the pictures are basically supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger and Stallone, or is that just like fan fiction thing?
That I don't know.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm not too sure if it's true or not.
There's a Contra collection coming out too.
Oh yeah,
from Konami. Okay.
But isn't that like in Steam? It's you can buy the collection that like needs. I think it's the Ninja Turtles collection with the Contra collection, right?
Oh, it's already out.
I think it's already out. Yeah, because I remember, or maybe it's like a pre-order, but I remember checking it. I was like, oh, you can get like all the Contras. I was like, I'm about to buy this instead of just the Nintendo game, the Ninja Turtles game, because you get two for one. Yeah. Two franchises for one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, they actually have a new Contra game coming out, not a collection.
Oh, okay.
That's four players online.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for the second Metal Gear Solid game that came out for the PlayStation, right? The one with Raiden. You think they'll change anything about that game? Would you think you'll play more as Snake in that game?
I would like a snake section to be added. But they, in the original, they released like a second version that had like snake side missions. That wasn't really part of the main story, just like missions that you could select that where you control Snake. But a funny thing in Metal Gear Solid 2, Snake is in that game. It's just that he's incognito as someone named Plissken. What was the full name? Something Plissken?
He's Snake Plissken is from the movie.
Yeah. Escape. I forgot. I don't know if it was just Plissken or he had like a full name.
Wasn't like David Plissken or something?
Yeah, like David Plissken or something like that.
I was assuming that. Because like...
That had to be the worst cover-up name ever. Yeah. Everybody in the mother is going to know who he is. So that's Snake. Because you hear the last name Plissken, you're like, all right, Snake.
Yeah.
I even said Snake Plissken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
From Escape from New York and Escape from L.A. or whatever.
Yeah. Escape and the character York. Snake was based off of that character.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell. He has the eye patch, too.
Yep.
Or eventually.
Yeah. Snake. Ah, that's dope. Fun little fact there.
Another thing I would like for them to change from Metal Gear Solid 2 is when the President of the United States grabbed your dick.
Did that really happen?
In the game, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You really grabbed your dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
It's because Raiden looks like a girl, so something like that, like he looks a girl. You know, he's like the blonde, girly face. So he's like trying to see if he was a man or something.
Oh, fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the storyline?
You gotta play the game, bro.
Yeah, no way.
Metal Gear Solid is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, it's what, true.
Is the fucking president a perv or something?
No, he doesn't come off as one. It's just that one weird-ass moment. And as a teenager, I'm just like, what?
Okay. The part in the game where in his Raiden. What is it? Raiden, right?
It's pronounced Raiden, yeah.
Raiden, yeah. Raiden. Was like he was captured and stuff like that, so like they stripped him naked and you have to escape and you're naked the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time covering his dick junk. With his hands.
Yeah, you're holding your junk and like you're running around doing cartwheels, like somehow still holding your junk. It's fucking weird.
Oh man, that fucking game sounds so fucking weird.
Part two is weird.
Yeah, man, weird.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you think would they take this opportunity, like to just switch it around to make it less weird?
Maybe if it, in a remake. But actually, no. I think that's what people love that about it. That is so weird.
I would like for it to be weirder. Because there's parts that are supposed to be like really weird. Maybe they could make that like even weirder and shit.
Because there's like, weird things. Like, for instance, in the first one, there's a part where there's a section where you have to, because you have to, what is it, codec, right? You call people for information or whatever. And there's a part where the main guy, if you look at the back of your PlayStation video game cartridge, you see the number to call blah, blah, blah. So you have to go and fucking go to your, oh shit, I didn't know, okay, that number there in that little like picture. That's how you progress in the story.
Yes, and another. There's also a villain that used your memory card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
against you, right?
Psycho Mantis.
Yeah, he knew what you had in your memory card. You had to take it out or some shit like that.
You had to take your, which I did not know, and I remember playing the first time I played it. It took me forever to beat him. Never ever did I know that you had to take your first player controller, put it in the second player slot.
Yeah,
I had no idea about that.
And the cool thing about it is that if you have a Castlevania save on your memory card, Psycho Mantis will actually say, oh, I see you like Castlevania.
Yeah.
And in the GameCube version, if you have Mario Sunshine and some other games, like Smash Brothers, he'd be like, oh, you like Mario and Smash Brothers.
Ah. See, that's cool. But they will have to take that out, right? It's not going to be part of the new releases.
Yeah. Because on the computer, he won't be able to read what save files you have there. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe you could check out the recent links you've been to.
Alexa.
Ah, Pornhub.
You're a platinum user.
Snake. What's your kinks? Ah, you are the son of the boss.
He'll just fucking name Snake's fucking Pornhub search history. That'd be so great. You have to give the people something in this modern age. There's not much you can do anymore.
Yeah.
So much privacy. But yeah, it sounds... Are there any games they're not including in this package?
Metal Gear Solid 4.
What?
Part 4.
Yeah.
Part 4. Which one was that one?
The PS3 where old Snake, where he's like with the gray hair and shit like that.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It's a huge game, so I understand why. But they need to re-release that somehow because it's only on PS3.
That's the one with Kiefer Sutherland?
No. Kiefer Sutherland is the one in Part 5.
Gotcha. Like in Part 4, it's like you fight, I think, the children of everybody from Part 1 or something like that, right?
Or yeah, like clones of theirs or new something? Versions of the villains of Part 1 or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a raven, a mantis person, an octopus.
Yeah.
Okay. Dope. Yeah.
Part 4 is pretty good.
I still never finished it. I got stuck in one. No, I got stuck in one spot, and I couldn't figure out how to get out of it. And then it was just like, "F this," and it was like this.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Like I'm good.
Yeah, it's not better than Part 3. Again.
Yeah.
Part 5 comes really damn close.
Yeah, you think that's a lot of people gonna buy it?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm buying it day one.
Yeah. You, Ernie?
I don't know about day one, but I'll definitely get it for at least for the two, part three and part one. I'm not really a fan of part two, and I never played any of the older versions. Mm. Yeah, but for those two alone, I definitely would want it so I could just relive it.
You think you could do the no kill runs again?
If I get into it, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think so. Somewhere no kill run is basically you play through the whole game using just a tranquilizer gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
even against the bosses.
Because you mean you get like special things.
Yeah,
like you unlock like the bandana that makes you invisible and shit like that.
Okay,
and I think in part three you unlock the boss's machine gun. Yeah, machine gun that is unlimited bullets. I think still like that. So it makes you think. It makes you think, like, how am I going to escape this? How am I going to get away from that? Because it's all about stealth. So it's, if anything, you're playing the game the way you're supposed to play it, by doing those things.
Mm.
Like, not killing anybody. Exactly. And then it makes that scene with the sorrow, it makes it, like, much faster, too.
Oh, yeah. So Metal Gear Solid 3, there's, like, a character who's basically like a phantom.
Yeah.
And when you fight him, you basically walk into a river that's filled with every single person in the game that you killed passing by you trying to like strangle you or something.
Yeah, so like, basically you can't let them touch you because then they you do damage, I think.
Yeah. And if you don't kill anybody, there's nobody in that river.
So if you kill like a whole bunch of people, it takes forever for you to get through the river.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them coming and they're like dying basically, like coming at you. They're like living in that world where they're like just died and shit. You have to just move away from that. And you're walking slow because you're walking through a river. So if you don't kill anybody, it's a little faster. Like you breeze through it. You only see the bosses or something.
Gotcha.
There's five of them or something.
I don't know. I don't know if you knew Armor, but Metal Gear Solid had supernatural stuff in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured with the vampires and shit.
Like yeah.
Oh yeah, Vamp.
Yeah.
Vamp is a cool character from part two.
There's some supernatural elements in this game.
For some reason, the creators of the game needed to point out that Vamp is bisexual.
He's a vampire. What else are you going to do?
I guess all vampires are bisexual.
You have to be. Yeah. You lived for so long. It's like, oh, my God.
You
got
to try something.
Yeah.
You're going to be bored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess like penises are okay now.
Yeah.
After 100 years, you probably just start a penis now.
Yeah, like, hey. I guess to that point, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
A penis will slip in at one point, and you'll just be like, yo, it's...
But I should be dead now, so.
Yeah, I should be dead now, so I don't even care.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the sun in a long time. I don't give a crap about anything right now.
It's just a dick in the butt, so what?
Yeah. It's an Alucard life.
From bisexual vampires to retired wrestler coming back.
Who also played a vampire in.
Who also played who first. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He first was introduced into his wrestling game.
Yep.
He was a vampire. Part of the Brood.
Yep. Which was an underrated group, but short-lived too.
Yeah, they had a pretty cool entrance.
Mm-hmm. One of the best entrance.
Yeah.
Entrance music, yep.
Yeah, wasn't the lead vampire Gargamel or some shit like that? He was just drinking blue blood.
It was Gangrel.
Oh, Gangrel.
Okay. Yeah. Gangrel. But he was like, his character was a vampire, but he had a cup of, like, a, what's it called? A chalice.
A pit chalice.
Like, yeah, with blood, and he would spit it out to the fans.
Yeah.
I just imagine a balding man with black hair and a purple robe.
That definitely would have been a great Attitude Era character right there.
Hell yeah. That guy had attitude.
I want to eat your whole village.
Why do you want to eat the Smurfs? Why do you want to eat the Smurfs?
You just want to eat the Smurfs for some reason.
Maybe they look delicious. aren't they marshmallowy?
Yeah, they're fun guy. They're pretty much fun guy.
That's right.
They're probably like truffles for him.
Makes sense.
They grow out in the wild.
I think they taste like taffy or something. I don't know.
Who knows? That'd be an interesting thing. People would definitely be in the Smurfs that really existed, I think.
Would you try a Smurf? If Gargamel came out to you, hey, you want to try him?
Nah.
It's like a little piece. A little tiny piece of a Smurf. Yeah, doesn't make you a villain.
I'm vegan if that happens. I'm not going to eat anything that had a face on it.
Yeah.
What if it's like a stomach of a Smurf? Probably going on and everything.
Like the fact that it talks, it's like telling you, don't eat me, can't
say it. No, it's a tiny piece, like a piece of his arm or something.
He's already dead, so it doesn't matter. He's not gonna talk to you.
Yeah, he's not gonna talk to you. He's fine. He's not gonna feel it when you chew on him.
Yeah.
I don't know how Smurfs work. Maybe they do feel it.
They all feel it.
Oh shit! So yeah, Edge is back.
Smurfs.
How we got from Smurfs to Edge.
So Edge, like, his contract was up with WWE, and it was obvious he was going to AEW because his tag team partner, his best friend that he grew up with and got into wrestling business with, Christian Cage, he's in AEW, so it was like obvious that he was just going to go to AEW. And they had like a pay-per-view last Sunday. And it was obvious because the one match with Christian was the main event, which is he's not the world champion, he's the TNT champion. You know what I mean? He's a mid-card champion. Right away, it made perfect sense that Edge was going to come out. He came out, he didn't attack. He attacked Christian's group or whatever it is. I don't watch it, so I don't know too much about it. And they got like a huge pop or whatever, I guess. But like, it seems like when this Wednesday, the show that just passed, the ratings were actually lower than usual. It could also be because there was all these other like stuff going on.
Like what?
I think it was wasn't it a football game or a baseball game or something that.
Oh yeah, then the playoffs are happening too.
Yeah, so it was like that could be a factor, but I personally believe it's like it's Edge. Like no offense, but it's Edge.
Nobody's gonna go crazy for Edge.
Nobody's gonna, like, people would, of course, but like
he has his fans, right?
Yeah. And I'm not hating on Edge. I'm a fan of Edge, but like he's not on my top 20 greatest or favorites. You know what I mean? So it's maybe the other people. 20? Dang. Not top 20. Yeah, because there's so many people, man. There's people way ahead of him.
Oh yeah.
There's Undertaker, there's Stone Cold Steve Austin, there's The Rock, there's Shawn Michaels, there's Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? Like, the list goes on and on. There's so many legends.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
So, is Samoa Joe in your top 20?
No, hell's no.
I think he's top five.
Freddie's favorite wrestler.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, okay.
You know what's crazy? Like, Edge and Christian, when they were like tag team titles, they were a tag team together. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was like the closest wrestlers that reminded me of you and Freddie.
me and Freddie in high school were definitely the Edge and Christian of our high school.
Yeah. No, because like now Christian has this thing like an AEW. I could see Freddie doing this if he was a wrestler that he just goes around and talks about your dad. And then if your dad's dead, you don't have a father because your father's dead. And like, yo, he said this shit to Luke Perry's son.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
So that's like his thing now. He's going around being that asshole. Like, if you have a dead parent, he's going to let you know about it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a way to stand out.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, you trying to be a heel. That's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah. So that makes me edge. Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I guess he told you we're afraid of riffing on dead people.
I've done it before.
Yeah, they're fine.
That's why your grandma's making out with Hitler right now in hell. Dumb fuck. Want to take my butt away.
I don't care if you can't argue. He's dead.
I'll argue with him all I want. He's not going to say anything.
Can't hear me.
Yeah. That's why all my boxing matches are against dead people. I always win by default.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing about like AEW. Like, they just go for the old people. They're like WCW in a sense. Yeah. When it comes to that. Mm-hmm. That you get like all these, I don't want to say washed up wrestlers past their prime, and you just put them on these shows, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah. It's because their audience is a bunch of fanboys, and all the wrestlers there are fanboys. They're all like, they're fans of wrestling, so they reenact what they see on wrestling. That's like when I send you that picture, it's like they did the exact same thing 20 years ago. And it's, come on, man. The fact that it's so blatant and so often that they do it.
And they both involve Jericho, right?
Yeah. It's Jericho. Yeah, it was Jericho's. It was his story. He made up that little scenario. But to bring it up back again, there's a level of, oh, that's what he did. That's what happened 20 years ago, whatever. But there's also, but the fact that they do it so often, that it's going, stop this. This is enough of this. Because if you really think about it, it started, this whole AEW thing started with the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody Rhodes, who were in the Bullet Club. Yeah. And who were the Bullet Club? Fanboys of the NWO. They have a t-shirt that's black and white. They do the Wolfpack shit. You know what I mean? They had to stop doing this because eventually WWE was like, cease and desist. And then they had to change it to this. For some reason, for that reason or whatever. And like they did the suck it shit from DX. Like it's all like a bunch of indie guys being fans and being fanboys. Mm. So that's what it's like. There's a level for the indie shows. There's, oh, that's dope because you're in that moment. But like now that it's like mainstream, you're like, all right, I see too much of this. It's enough of that. I'm like, this, it's biting off of. And then on top of that, WWE has been on for so long and been the only top dog for so long. It's very hard to come up with something original. It's very hard. You know what I mean? I get that part. But isn't that the challenge? Isn't that you got to stand out?
Yeah.
If you really want to beat them, don't do the things that they do.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. I don't know,
man. I think, like, hardcore matches should come back to wrestling, I think.
See, like, it's in AEW. Like, they still do it, but, like, you know, for the people that like it, they like it. But
yeah,
it's now it's just, you know, I guess because I'm older and, like, I've seen enough of it that I'm like, it's just, like, I it's, you know, like, that old man or whatever, just, oh, it's violent crap. Yeah, just
this is not what wrestling is about. This is not my wrestling.
Because you're also now... I'm also now, how you say, I'm smart to it now. So it's like, there's a level of like, it's a way of getting to do this without really doing the work. I mean, when you come up with a match, you got to think to yourself. I was watching some interview earlier with Bret Hart, and Bret Hart's talking about, hey, let's do this. And like him and Stone Cold Steve Austin had to like come up with this match because they were just like, why did they make the stipulation? It's a submission match. So he's like, okay, so what do you know? What do you know? Like they had to come up with this plan of how they're going to come up with the match. So when it's a hardcore match, you just have to, it's a lot of, what's it, cheap pops. It's, oh, I brought this thing and I'm going to hit you with it. And people are going to be like, whoa, he just hit him with a shovel, whatever it is.